Blog Talk Radio.
Are you gonna be? Say that you're gonna be.
She says she wants some more than you. The Luther Vandross, a little Lolita, but this is a party friends you cool with, I'ma bring the cool with, then I want you to strip, see you as my new chick, so we get our grind on, she be grabbing, calling me Biggie like Shine Home, man I swear she fine home, why she always lying on, telling me them diamonds, when she know they rhyme. Got a light skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson, got a dark skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson, I play ready for the world, she was ready for some action, my dog said you ain't no freak, so you bout to prove my man wrong. I'ma play this Vandross. You gon' take your pants off. I'ma play this Gladys Knight. Me and you gon' get right.
But I know somebody who can.
I got you looking at the plants on my hands. The race while I'm laying back and smoking on my cannabis. When it come to rocking the rhythm like Marvin and Luther, I can tell you ain't no messing with time and the twist. When I shot and I be sipping in the seat, cause I'm a ravine while I smoke a beat. You can't fuck with me, put it on the G. And now come with me, just sip on some Evan and Champagne. You ain't no two sisters working like the whisper. Hit the stoplight, give it to some eyes. This hair still moving, so I rub a little spinners while I'm smoking on the beat. Dipping through the street, bumping on repeat. And I got the heat, rolling from the tree. And I do it in the wind, smoke a fire. Let me get your sheet wet, listen in the key sweat. Put you in a danger maze, fulfilling out with every temptation. So jamming, having deep set. You ready for the world, girl? Come on, double me. I touch you all over your body, baby. Don't sit on me. And every note to be controlling me. I'm loving the way you be holding me when I be moving in the jealousy. And when I come over and bend your ass, you be bumping to the pentagram. I done hit it from the back to the melody and roll it slow. Now I gotta go up in the back, but I'ma finish last. No matter how much of a thug you see, I still spinning like a sovereign beat. So to the club with me. And with the music, come on, I hope you feel me. Just sit up in love with me. Shine on.
Palace Land. It is 8:03 on the hour. We will be having this going on until, I guess, the last bit of this drops. Anyway, as you know, every Wednesday night we do Love Fantasies or R&B or Soul Jams, things of that nature. Tonight's topic, before we go any further, will be if you are in a relationship with someone and you no longer want to be in a relationship with them, but you do have a child with them, would you stick around for the sake of the child, or would you leave? Now, I know that's kind of a touchy subject. Some of us have been in that situation. Some of us are going through those situations as we speak. And I know, you know, we got the game on tonight. We got the election on tonight. So I already know y'all out there, y'all like, yo, you know, I pick a good time to do this, but what better time than ever? I want to first let y'all know on this Friday on GQ Palace Radio, we got Rich Money. He will be having a show. You got to tune in for that. That's always hot every Friday. On Sundays, we have, you know, when you need that little bit of Jesus in your life, you know, you need to get you a little, you know, saved and sanctified. You can tune in on Sundays here on GQ Palace. On Mondays, we got my boy Dallas. You know, he's that dude. He's that dude. And on Tuesdays, we have the mayor and Miss T, who also holds it down for Sports Talk on Tuesdays. Now, y'all, before I even forget, and I want to give a special shout-out. Hold on. Before we go any further, I want to give a special shout-out to Miss Rachel, hi, Ma, and Miss Lavina. And for all y'all who have kids going back to school, please, by all means, you know, make sure they up in them books and they doing what they got to do. Now, tonight, we will definitely be letting y'all know exactly, you know, some of these, I mean, this topic that we have going on. Now, for some people feel like if you're in a relationship, you know, and you don't want to be with the person any longer, but you may have a kid with them, a lot of people feel like, yo, they would stick around for the kid or the kids because, you know, they want to keep the family together. But some people feel like, you know, regardless of the fact, you know, I can keep a baby's mother, a baby's father on the side and the kids at a distance. And we want to hear from y'all, see what your thoughts are about that. Now, we're going to get into another song real quick. And it's going to be Baby Hold On To Me by my boy, my man, the late great. The late great Gerald LaVert and Eddie LaVert, his father, here on GQ Radio.
Oh, and I'll be close enough to witness the moment you say, yeah. For me to live without you, for me to breathe without you, 'cause I can see just who I'm supposed to be. Touch the moon, look what our love can do. Got forever in my sight, I saw heaven in your eyes. Just what I was dreaming of. Need you on my team because you make me a superstar. I don't need a fancy car. You are. I've been waiting all my life. I think I finally found my wife. Wanna walk you down that aisle. Me and you together now. Happiness everywhere. If I found my shorty, shorty. To witness the moment you say, for me to live without you, for me to live without you, 'cause I can see just who I'm supposed to be.
Topic. I want to let all these people, all of y'all out here, know, listen. Right now we have a presidential debate going on. We need to keep Mr. Obama in office, so please get out there, vote to keep him in office. And also, if you don't know, it is definitely, definitely football season, and you know Tuesday night we have T and the Mayor who hold down Sports Talk, so you want to tune into that, but that was Jaheim with Impossible. And matter of fact, I want to get to my very first caller before we go any further. Remember, tonight, people, the topic is, if you are in a relationship with someone and you have kids with them, would you stick around? Let's say you don't want to be with them anymore now. You want to break up with them, but you still have kids. Would you stick around for the sake of the kids? Now, this person on the line is my girl. Very good peoples. Miss Rachel, how are you doing tonight?
I am great. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Very good, very good. Bring a smile to my face. That's what I'm talking about. Miss Rachel, so I have the question for you. The question is on the table. If you were in a relationship with a guy, and let's say you had kids with him or a kid with him, and things were going sour, and behind them going sour, you just didn't want to be with them anymore. Would you stick? Would you like continue to be in a relationship with them, or for the fact that you have kids, or would you just cut all ties and just say I'll deal with you from afar?
The person that I have become today, hell no, I am out the door. The person that I was, Yes, I have in the past. So I'm speaking from experience It is a poisonous situation. Hell no.
Wow.
Out the door.
Oh, now hold on. But you can't like enlighten some of these people out here in radio land. Like, what type of situation? Like, give us an example if you don't mind me asking.
Well, of course, every family wants to stay together and be happy, and you know, have the kids, have both parents there.
Right.
But it's more damage on them seeing that mom and dad are happily in the household together. It's more damage, far more damage. Because they're going to see the arguing. They're going to see the arguing. They're going to see the turned up, bent up faces and the slick comments and stuff. They're going to hear that because it's hard when you dislike somebody that to the point where you're ready, you've made up your mind and you're ready to leave. It's hard to be there. It's hard.
But, all right, so let me ask you a question, right? So would you say, like, having kids, especially involved in a relationship that's over, that makes it more harder for a person just to break up with them?
Well, it is hard. It is hard because sometimes you have to be there, you know, financially. You know, at one time I was there because, you know, the finances. I'm like, I can't make it on my own. I can't take care of both my kids on my own. And I'm not going to leave them in the household and meet. No, not happening. So I stayed for the finances and... Oh, no. You know what? There's always family members. Reach out to family members. There's social services. If you have to go there temporarily, go there. Get out of that situation. It's dangerous. It is poison.
Wow. And, you know, it's kind of funny that you use the word poison because a lot of people don't really look at it like that. A lot of people would sit there and say, well, listen, you know, I'm trying to do whatever it takes to make it work for my kids and my relationship. But you're right. A lot of times that is making things a lot worse. It is poisoning the situation, not only with the kids, but with the two people involved.
Right. Exactly.
And it's fun. And you know what? I'm glad we had a female. See, guys, wait. Dons, y'all, you know, y'all slip on my show. I don't know why the Dons be slipping on my show. But see, when these divas calling and they lay it down, they're speaking the truth. And I like that because I'm very glad you're calling, Rachel, because you know what's funny about it? The reason why it brings this topic up today is... It's behind. Somebody happened to get in contact with me, and they let me know they were sticking around with their kid's father because of the situation that they're in. And I'm like, well, if you're getting abused, if you're getting beat up, and mind you, when I say abuse, abuse doesn't always have to be a physical thing. There's mental abuse.
Exactly.
You're right. There's verbal abuse. I mean, so it could come either way. And this young lady was like she was going to stick around with her kid's father no matter how bad the situation is. And I said, well, maybe you need to tune into my show and get some feedback from these people because I said, well, at the end of the day, you never know. That could be hurting the kid as well as yourself.
Exactly. Well, I hope she's listening in tonight because I was in that relationship. It was physical and it was verbal and it was mental. It was all sorts of abuse. And I found every reason to stay there. Oh, the kids, oh, the finances. Oh, but poor me. And oh, well, maybe I had lowered my self-esteem even. Oh, well, maybe I did. I had to wake up one day and say, you know what? No. I had nothing to do with it. It was him that was messed up. And I had to wake up and open my eyes and make the decision, you know what? I have to go.
Well, you know what, Rachel? I want to ask you a question because I'm pretty sure. Hopefully she's listening tonight. And not only hopefully is she listening tonight, but somebody in this situation who may be trying to get out, can you give them some type of advice on how they could be able to get out or give them some type of solution on trying to work their way out of that situation, not being bonded just for the sake of the kids?
Oh.
Like, how did you get out of your relationship? Did you just get set up in time one day and just packed everything and left or change the locks, like anything of that nature?
No, it's not that easy. That's the type of stuff that happens on the movies when you just change the locks. That's not real.
You never lie about that. You know, because it's easier said than done.
You have to, you know, you gotta feel that pain. You gotta look in the mirror one day, and it's what I did. I looked in the mirror and I saw, you know, someone who I didn't like, and I said, you know what, I am not you. You are not me. This is not where I'm supposed to be. This is not who I'm supposed to be. So I needed to pick myself up off the ground with the help of God, first and foremost, and I'm grateful for him. But for those, you know, there are people who don't believe in God. You have to have your self-esteem. Get yourself together. You are bigger and better than the situation that you are in. Get it together. Get that.
Now, that is a grown woman talking for you. You know what, Rachel? No, I love you, man.
Thank you, I love you too.
Anytime I talk to you, you always leave a smile on my face. So, Miss Rachel, if you could rock out with me, I would appreciate that. Before we go any further, we're going to get into the next song, which is Pulling on Her Hair by Marcus Houston here on GQ Palace Radio.
All right.
But she don't care cause she been wanting me to sex her up. And when we finish she can pin it up. She love it when she love when I
God, listen, wherever you need to find the strength from, dig deep, because that is not a good situation to be in whatsoever. And if you heard anything that Rachel did say, I mean, this is a woman who actually shared her past experience with everyone here on GQ College Radio to let them know that, listen, those situations can be very hurtful and damaging, not only to yourself, but also to the kids that are involved. Now, Miss Rachel, let me ask you a question. Do you know anybody who, besides yourself, who's been through a situation like that and has gotten totally hectic or worse?
Oh, yeah. I know a few people who are going through it, as a matter of fact, and I'm mentoring them and, you know, making the attempts to help them get out of their situation. You know, quite a few of them are hard-headed and remind me of myself in my past, finding every excuse to stay in, every excuse not to leave. And it's hard because I want to cry for them. I do.
Yeah. But let me ask you a question. Do you think it's because the person doesn't want to be alone, or they feel like they can't, like, live without that person? Because you did say something about it could be the benefits or the perks to the relationship.
Right, right. A lot of things. There could be a lot of reasons. Financial, fear of being alone, fear of not having that someone, even if it's that negative person, fear of being alone. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, and that's the truth. That's funny because, I mean, like, my personal experience, I'm not going to lie, listen, yes, even this happens to guys, too, so I want you all out there to understand, yes, this does happen to guys, too. You have guys who get in relationships with females, and sometimes it doesn't always go the way that we want it to go. So we want out, and we may have a kid, and behind us having a kid, we want to leave. But some guys, they stick around and come on. But let's be real, this is 2012. We got a lot of guys who won't even wait until the kid is born. They're out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, with that, that's something where I was like, I've been through a relationship somewhat like that in my past a very long time ago. I was dealing with a girl. Now, mind you, I was dealing with a girl who had a child. I grew very attached to the child as well as her. But after a period of time, I saw her for who she really was. And it was hard for me to let go because I was already emotionally attached.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, no matter how much she used me, abused me, stepped over me, stomped on me, mistreated me, it was hard for me to let go. Now, mind you, the child wasn't mine. But, I mean, I felt like the child was mine because I was involved in this child's life for a period of time. And the funny part about it, by me sticking around, it caused me more damage than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy part about it, but when I say it caused me more damage than anything else, it's a psychological thing to whereas it messes with your emotional status, it messes with your mental status. Now, Miss Rachel, I want you to hold put real quick because I have Mike on the line. Mike, are you there? Mike?
Yeah, I'm here. You can hear me?
Oh, I can hear you very well, Mike. How you doing, brother? Welcome to GQ College Radio.
All right. Thank you.
Pleasure to have you on. Now, tonight's topic is, if you were in a relationship, and you didn't want to be with the person anymore, but you had kids with them, would you stick around for the sake of the kids, or would you call it a wrap? And mind you, Mike, we have Miss Rachel on the line, who's also with us. So please give us some of your...
The worst thing to do is stick around. Because all you're going to do is make the situation worse, which that's going to affect the kids. The last thing you want to do is stay in a relationship, even though you have kids. You know, sometimes it's best to be happy alone than miserable with somebody. And that's going to draw the kids to see that effect towards you. You understand? So now you're getting these kids, you know, and it's all ages to choose between the parents.
Mm.
Right.
That's going to mess. That's really going to mess them up eventually in the long run. So my thing is, it's best to get out of the relationship. Don't stay in the relationship. You know, you could try to make it. What you could also do is at least try to make it look good and, you know, be friends for the sake of the kids. You understand? But get out of the relationship because both of y'all are going to wind up miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but does that always generally work? I mean, because it's but so long you could put on a front. Let's be real about this.
It's not necessarily a front. What you're necessarily doing is you showing respect, you know, even though you don't have no respect for this person or how you say you don't want to be with this person, you still got to put that that limp forward for the kids. You understand? Mm. So somebody got to be the bigger person. It got to. Yeah. Somebody has to be the bigger person to say, all right, well, you know what? Listen, it's not working out. Let's try to make this work for the kids. We could at least try to be friends, you know, so the kids could see that we're still getting along even though we're not together. You understand? Because if you stay together and you try to make it work, it's not going to work. The situation is going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and then that's going to cause, you know, a whole lot of drama. You understand?
Okay.
And that could affect the kids real bad in the long run.
Right, because then they pick up the bad habit that they saw from the parents, and they wind up getting into the same type of relationship.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just like a young man seeing his father beat up on his mother. You know, as he grow older, he's going to feel like that's the right thing to do, because that's what he's seeing his father do.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You want your kids to be, everybody wants their kids to be better than what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You understand? So the fact of staying in a relationship and you have kids, it ain't going to work, no matter how hard you try, because the past is going to always haunt you when something come back up and you have those kids there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to see that.
Right.
And it's funny that you said that, Mike. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been through anything like that, or do you know someone who's been through anything like that?
I've been through it, so I know about it.
Mm.
And I had to get out, you know. I tried it for the sake of my kids. You understand? So I had to get out of there. You know, a lot of stuff was going on. So I said, you know what? It's time for me to go. I got to get up. I got to get out of here. And for the sake of my kids, you know, and now the situation is much better than what it was, because now I'm with somebody, you know, that respects my kids, love my kids just as much as I do. And my kids also see that. You understand? So they don't see it as being a bad thing. They see it as being a good thing, where, okay, well, daddy's over here. You know, it's a house for me over here and a house for me over here.
Oh,
So they don't see that arguing and that fighting and everything that was going on from before. Mm. You know, so as they with their mother, they see they with their mother, everything's fine or whatever. And then when they come with me and they see they stuff with me and who I'm with, they're like, oh, okay, you know, as long as you don't get into that point of taking your kids around this one or that one. So it's the fact of, you know, like they say, God works in mysterious ways. So for that situation to happen like that, and my kids, they crazy about the person I'm with. They love her to death. So the fact of me going through that and finding the person I'm with, because I say that's who God sent me with, and my kids love her, so they see that as being another home for them.
Huh.
You understand what I mean?
And another person to love.
Exactly. You understand? So it's more like a real extravagant thing for me and for my kids. Because now they see they got two homes. You know, they love Christmas. Come on, we're going over daddy house. And, you know, we got toys over here. We got toys over here. You understand?
Right.
They don't see that fighting that was going on with me and their mother. You understand? Mm. And that's what's good about it. Because the thing was affecting them as well. You know what I mean? And like I said, they see who I'm with now, and they love her just like their mother. You know, and some females don't like that, but you got to realize it comes a time where you got to accept who your kids have in their life and treating them right than to have somebody in their life that's going to treat them dirty and feel like, all right, well, these ain't my kids. You understand? Because who I'm with treat my kids like her own kids.
Mm.
And I feel that was the best thing to do. So it's not, there's no way you should stay in a relationship because of the kids.
Exactly.
No matter what the circumstances are.
No matter what the circumstances
are. No matter. Right.
No matter what it is.
Well, you know what, Mike? I like the fact that you're on the line with me, because you are representing for the Dons right now, and I appreciate that you definitely did call me with this. Now, to actually, because, you know, here on GQ Palace, we like to keep it as real as possible. And for tonight's subject, I was going to actually try to have the young lady who I was talking about earlier on the show, I was going to try to have her come on, but due to certain circumstances, she just couldn't do it, so I kind of understood. Now, I mean, we hear from the male side, the Don side, we hear from the diva side, but we never actually get a chance to hear from the children's side, who actually have been around that, who've been exposed to that. And, I mean, this show was for only the grown and sexy, so let's get that straight. Kids, you cannot call in, so, you know, we can't allow that. But to represent for the kids, coming from that type of situation. I'm going to share a little something with, you know, my GQ family and for those out there who are listening. Now, me, I'm the youngest of three boys. And my mother, at a point in time when we were living in Texas, you know, she was with my father, married to my father, and, you know, things got sour. And my pop's very abusive. And my mom tried to stick around for us as best as she could. And realized that that was one of the biggest mistakes in her life, because at the end of the day, before she got up, 2 days before she was getting up to go leave, my father came into the room. I was 2 years old at the time, and my brothers were about 4 and 5. And my father came into the room while my mother and us were sleeping, and my father took a 12-gauge shotgun and pointed it to my mother's face and said, "I know what you're about to do. You're not leaving me." And then turned the gun on my brothers and I and made sure that she wasn't going anywhere and let her know how serious the extent of, if you get up and you leave, whether you want to be with me or not, this is going to happen. And at that time, my mom tried everything possible that she could possibly do to keep the relationship, to keep the marriage, to keep the family together. But underneath those circumstances, it wasn't working. And I mean, especially if you have somebody who, like I said, abuse comes in so many different forms. Not only a physical thing, but it comes mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, because someone can break your spirits too. And with that, my mom said, listen, she couldn't take it anymore. She got up, she left, she brought us up to New York, and I love her for death for that. I love her to death for that, because, like I said, it could have got a real sticky situation, could have got even more sticky and worse. And with that, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some kids out there who are going through that, watching their parents fight, watching their parents go through it, or there's some couples who are going through that right now. If this is something that is not making you happy, that is bringing you down in your relationship, that is causing you grief or causing your children grief, that may not be the situation for you. No matter how much you love them and you don't want to be without them and how much you care about them, that may not be the situation for you. Now, Mike, I'm going to keep you on the line along with Miss Rachel, and we're going to get into a song real quick. This is Boo Thing by Kelly Rowland here on GQ Palace Radio.
Choo-choo. I just call a boo-boo. God bless you, ha-choo. Shawty got that thick sauce. I call it Rico.
Yeah.
Lay her on her back and pull her legs up near the moon. And soon,
I see you next lifetime.
Badu, girl, pick up your phone. This my second time calling.
Callin'.
This our second day, so this our second time ballin'.
True.
Second time ballin'. Cause I was at the dealership when I said you can get it.
Hey girl, so glad that I found you. Tell your friends, they're living without you. Got a hotel room with a view with a city that I know you gon' like. Got the candles leaning to the back door, baby, let's hop inside.
Trying to keep me away from that dumb shit.
True.
Long hair, yellow bone.
Woo.
Tattoos, cut thick.
Hey.
On crib, one child.
In a bad situation, so it's hard to smile.
L vow,
O V vow.
Give a real nigga chance, not turn it around.
You might be
O O
thing.
O thing.
Get anything from me
except my last name.
Last name.
The way you wear that dress, you should be ashamed.
Ashamed.
I know you got a man.
Man.
We're not the same.
I'm your God.
This could be a perfect match. And girl, we ain't no cut.
need you to follow my lead. I wanna make you feel good. I wanna make you feel like you never felt before. Can I do that? Boo Vision.
You're my boo thing. Can't get enough. I love your stuff. Let's turn it up. You get what you want, cause you're my boo thing. And when your friends ask, I'm not commanders, the clothes.
Y'all, you are back with your boy Picasso here each and every Wednesday night from 8 until on GQ Palace Radio. I have the lovely Miss Rachel on the line with me. I also have Mr. Mike, who's on the line
with
me.
What's good?
All right. And tonight's topic that we are having is, if you're in a relationship that you no longer want to be in, but you have kids with this person, would you stick around for the kids' sake? And before we went to the song, which is, once again, Boo Thing by Kelly Rowland, I was sharing one of the experiences that was actually taking place in my situation, me being one of the kids who were in that situation concerning my parents. And, I mean, it's not healthy. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not healthy. It gets real serious. It gets crazy. You have to see your parents go back and forth, fight at the drop of a dime. And a lot of kids don't understand. It's not that, you know, they hate each other. It could just be that the love is no longer there. And, I mean, it does happen like that. And right now, I want to introduce you to my GQ listeners out there. This is one of GQ families. Very, very, very good people and a family member. Miss T, she is the host of Sports Talk on Tuesday night.
What's up?
It's in the mayor. Miss T, the lovely Miss T, how are you?
What's going on?
I'm doing
Hi,
so
T.
good.
Hey, Rachel.
That's
hey,
right.
Mr. Mike.
Going on, T?
Nothing much. I want to come and show some love. You know that I'm definitely into the sports thing. So,
yes, go Giants.
Promise. I can't promise. No, I ain't no go Giants. But anyhow, I definitely want to come and show love. And as far as that situation, no, never, never. Because I heard Mike talking, it won't work. It will not work. I don't care what you put into it, how much you put into it. If the fighting has begun and the kids seeing it, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Been there, done that, and would never go back to it.
Hmm.
It's not going to work.
So hold on,
you know?
So you said you've been there and you've done that.
Yes, I have. Actually, my ex-husband.
Okay.
You know, our child is 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It worked for a minute, you know, but it was just to the point that, hey, it wasn't going to work. You know, if my daughter have to see me and this man feuding and, you know, like fighting, like, over finances or whatever the reason is, you know, it gets to the point that, hey, it's a wrap. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
And because we had that kid, didn't make it that we needed to stay together. I got my things together. I got my daughter. We hauled butt up out of North Carolina. And, I mean, you know, hey, that's what it was. But I never, ever stopped my child. If he wanted to see her, I can't say my child because I didn't make her by myself.
Right.
Asked her if he wanted to see her, all fine and dandy, because when she got to that age to realize, hey, this man really didn't, well, whatever, whatever the reason is. I wanted her to see it for herself.
Right.
You know. And she did get to that point.
Okay.
You know, but I gave it my all. I did everything I could. And when there was nothing else left for me to do, I had to do what I had to do for me and my daughter. It was
right.
about us. And more so about my child. You know, I could survive. I could do what I had to do. But I wasn't going to subject my daughter to the abuse, you know, which it could have came back to her.
Right, right.
And just because we have a child, no, I'm not staying with you just because we have a child. Because guess what? It's another man / woman when it comes to the man. So that's why I say woman / man, either way you want to put it, that will love my child just as much as the father, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it done. You know, mm-hmm. I've been around people just recently.
Okay.
And when I say I see a whole lot of love, you know, that woman may not have nothing but one kid.
Right.
Or two. That
right.
man may have three or four, about three or four different women. But
right.
guess what? At the end of the day, I've seen the love that this woman gave to that man, his kids. Man.
Wow.
More than the mother, the birth mother gave him.
Wow. Okay.
You know, and maybe I might be wrong for saying, you know, because I didn't really know the birth mother.
Right.
But what I've seen from AKA / the stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like using that word because I ain't stepping over nothing. They're a mother. The light, like Mike was saying, like for Christmas, when I seen these kids, because I was a living witness to it, when I seen the way that these kids' eyes lit up, man, I wanted to cry, but I couldn't.
Right.
I was trying to be the stronger person.
Right.
But I seen it with my own eyes. You know, the same right. love that she gave to her kids, she gave to her might as well say husband's kids.
Okay.
It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm serious. I really want to cry because I haven't seen that in so long.
Right.
But
right.
I can say when I was going through my situation, the guy that I was with,
right.
my daughter calls him daddy to this day. When I left my ex-husband, she had to be maybe 5 or 6. She's 22 now. She still calls this man daddy. We're not in the same town, but if she call and say, Dad, I need some help.
Right.
If he can do it, guess what? She got it.
Hmm.
So, no. Kids,
that's not a good thing to say.
That's why I tell a lot of these young females, stop getting pregnant, baby, because a baby does not hold a man.
Thank
if anything,
you.
It pushes him
uh-huh.
away.
Yep.
Now, hold on.
You
wait,
agree
wait.
With
I wanna...
me, Rachel?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, and
okay.
I know Rachel's going to agree with you on that, so go ahead, Rachel. Go agree. Okay, there
but
you go.
I even asked Mike. Mike, would you agree with that?
Well, Mike might
fact,
be taking a little
fact,
bathroom break, but I kind of agree with you on that, but it also goes both ways because, believe it or not, I mean, I hear guys say, well, listen, yo, I'm trying to keep this girl, so therefore they try to get a girl pregnant thinking that's going to keep her. Well, what type
no,
of woman
doesn't.
That it happens. Believe it or not,
yeah.
it does happen. They don't know what
I'm
type of woman that they're getting.
Happen, but you know what? If that's the only reason that you're doing it to keep that woman or man, eventually, it's not going to work because
exactly.
you're doing it for all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on one second before y'all go any further. Okay. Hold on, T. I got you right now. Hold on one second. Before we go any further, I want to bring this young lady to the line because she's been through a situation that she's been going through. Angela, are you there? Angela?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. Welcome to Love Fantasies with Picasso. How you doing?
Hello. I'm fine, Picasso. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Doing very good. Now, tonight's topic, as you heard, we're going talking about the situation of being involved with somebody and having a kid out of the situation and no longer wanting to be with the person that you're with, but you stick around for the sake of the kids. And I understand you have, like, a similar situation that you have gone through or are going through. Would you care to share with us?
Yes, I actually want to talk about how I felt as a child noticing my parents argue and the difference of me being grown now and noticing. As a child, seeing them argue, you kind of get a sense of fear because you don't know what's going to happen after that argument. You know, you don't know whether your mom is going to come home or if your dad is going to come home the next day, if they are going to continue to be together. And you kind of have a sense of your parents breaking up. Now, me being older now, I realize that just because you have a child with someone doesn't mean you have to stay with that person.
That
you know,
correct.
Me being older now, I notice my parents aren't together, but being older, I want them both to be happy. So they're both happy not being with each other but still being civilized. I'm happy with that. As a child, I wouldn't have known that, you know. So
right.
That's a big difference for me.
Well, Angela, let me also ask you a question, right? From being exposed to that and seeing that, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's been a long period of time, and it's a lot of time has passed, but if you can recall in the past of going through that, how did that make you feel from just seeing that overall?
It gave me a sense of fear. I was upset, scared, nervous, and confused, a lot more confused. Because I didn't know, you know, most of the times I never knew what the argument was about. I didn't know whether it was about me, whether it was about my brother. But, you know, so it's just more of confusion. Then it's a lot of anger around me, you know. So fear played a bigger part in it than any other fear.
Wow. Okay. And let me ask you a question. Do you have any kids?
No.
No kids. Okay. The reason why I'm asking because I want to know, did it stem into any of your, like, present relationships, what you saw, what you've been through?
I haven't been with anyone who has had kids, so I really don't know that feeling. But if I had them, I would have to really consider both feelings, like the feelings of how I feel now and how I felt as a child. I wouldn't want my child to have the same kind of feelings as I had. I think if me and my partner had a disagreement, I would always want to keep that just separate in a separate room away from the kids.
But sometimes you can't keep things separate because, I mean, mind you, when you have an argument or in the heat of the moment it spurs out of control, listen, we're all adults here, so let's be real about it. Sometimes we get into disputes or arguments with our mates, and let's be real, I call it having a nigga moment. So I don't want to offend nobody, but I call it having a nigga moment where you just don't care who's around, who hears, or anything like that. Not to say that excuses the fact of what's going on, but having those type of moments, we all have those moments where it's okay, if your spouse, the person that you love, sits there and you get into an issue or a situation with them, you're not going to care who's around. You're going to sit there and you're going to argue and fight at the drop of a dime whether the kids are there or not.
Well, to be honest, Picasso, I kind of have to disagree because I do have a family member that's going through that, and I have to honestly say every time her and her mate get into an argument, they always keep it away from the kids. They will argue in this room silently, and I won't even know what's going on.
And you know what? That's crazy because that is a very rare exception where people
will
sit.
Very rare.
It is, and it actually shocked me because I come out and I'm like, y'all just had an argument, like, you know, because that's something different for me. I'm like,
right.
Y'all calm down and cursing and getting down, and they will do all that, and the kids won't know nothing. It's four kids, different ages, and they will not know nothing.
Wow.
Don't always think that kid don't know nothing. because.
Well, yeah, that's true too. Because let me tell you something, kids, very good at listening.
Trust and believe.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't hear it, they can sense it. Trust and believe me.
Yep.
Trust and believe me, sweetheart. I mean, I'm not doubting what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But actions speak louder than words. The look on your face can show a totally different picture.
That is true.
And you don't even know if that parent, either one of the parents, could go and be like, you know, me and mom are not, you know, doing so great, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen. Trust me.
Well, come on, listen, let's be real, right? I mean, if we don't have kids, some of us who have kids and nieces and nephews, come on, these kids can tell when there's something wrong going on.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
I mean, no matter how good you try to put on your poker face,
and
no matter how good you try to
get
down nonchalantly and say, well, we're just going through a little rough time, anything like that, kids aren't fools. Kids aren't fools. They actually know, and especially a lot of these young kids, and I'm so glad that somebody early on said something about this too. These young kids nowadays, they feel like, oh, well, I'm in love because I got me a little bit from this person, and I don't want to lose them. So, go to A, B, and C. I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to have this kid, or I'm going to try to get this person pregnant to try to not realizing you're throwing not only your life away and sitting there getting involved with somebody who you really don't know. You're not even ready to sit there and handle that type of responsibility.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's another topic because, like I said, because you make them, I don't care. I wouldn't care if you were 14, 12, 13, whatever. The guy should be made. If you're the father, I don't care how you do it. If you got to go out here and flip hamburgers for 4 hours a day, you should be made to take care of that baby. If you don't have a job, you go to jail.
I think going to jail is a little harsh. I think maybe just to give them a time to, you know, find a job.
Put that ass in boot camp then. Put him somewhere.
Go make some leaves or something.
Before mama get a hold to him, okay? Because, like I said, that female, we can't have them alone. It takes two to make a baby.
That is correct.
Now, if, regardless of the situation, like I said, if you're going through the changes, at least be a man about it and take care of your responsibility. That's all I'm saying. You know, when my mother and father was coming up, you know, I ain't saying no ages because around, y'all may know how old I am, which I don't care. But anyhow, no, seriously. You know, back in the day when our parents were coming up, they didn't play that. Some of our parents had to get married because
they was forgetting how to get.
That female was pregnant.
Right.
But they end up being together, might as well say damn near for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, you know, hey, oh, you love her, but in 9 months' time, it ain't mine. That's what the young, you know, Picasso, Mike, Rachel, I forgot the lady's name that just came on.
But
you all know for yourself, this is what happens in the world today. You know, you enjoy sticking her, you know, you enjoy banging her back out, but then when she says, I'm pregnant, well, it ain't none of mine. You know.
All right, but what happens? Relationships where you have, I mean, you know, your child. There's no doubt about it. So that this is a child that you're having this child with this person, and you know there is not a doubt in your mind. But yet, for some reason, you can't get along. Whether it's a financial strain, issue.
Let it go.
I have a question. Because it's some relationships where you'll be having the best relationship ever, and then once a baby comes along, a lot of relationships break up. Right.
Well, you know what's the funny part about that? To be honest with you, that's something whereas if your relationship was good and everything was all gravy before this baby came along, then it should get at least better. It may be a struggle. It may be a test. Of your love or whatever the case may be, but it should actually, I mean, let's be real. You both love each other and you have it perfect and it's this wonderful relationship. Then when a baby comes into play, I mean, don't get it wrong. If you're not ready to take care of a kid, I'm not saying, listen,
back
just go to the chop shop and get the baby removed. I'm not saying anything like that. But if you're going to play a grown adult, then you need to play adult. You need to play by the rules like the rest of us grown adults. Because you got young kids out here, swear to God that they are adults, that say, oh, well, listen, you can't tell me nothing. And they're sitting up here when people are not around and doing whatever they're doing. And you're right, before anything comes into play, you're all good. Once the baby comes into play, now you got all hell and hole coming to you.
Right.
And if you can sit there and you can analyze it for what it is, and I mean it's about people being adults. If you can sit there, like I said, if you can play house, like how we used to say when we were young, you know, we're playing house. If you can play house.
Right.
If you play house, there's a lot of things that come with house. They even made a song when they was on first, what was it?
But see, these young people are not covering their stuff up. You know, the thing is, it's too many diseases out there. You play with fire, you stand a chance of getting burnt. Bottom line. So, be that woman or that man and say, you know what, let me wrap this up. You don't know. You don't know how fertile that woman is. You don't know how strong your sperm is.
And you don't know how strong that condom is.
Well, that's true, too. Because you do, I mean, I've heard scenarios of women poking holes in them. I've heard of men poking holes
in them. Hold on, I
got
to stop you on that, T. Hold on, yeah, I was about to say that, too. I had a friend that used to live in New York, and he moved to the Virgin Islands, and he was so notorious for poking holes in a condom. What he would do is he would take an earring out of his ear and poke it through the plastic so that it, and I mean, as crazy as this may sound, he used to do this. He'll poke it through the plastic so that when he's getting his long stroke on, so to speak, it would pop.
Right.
So he could, not even BSing you, I'm keeping it so for real with you. It would pop this hole because he wanted to feel the actual feeling of it. And then he had did that to the wrong female. And she got pregnant. And mind you, this woman who got pregnant, I mean, she's all around gangster. And when I say gangster, her mama gangster, her daddy a gangster, her sisters and brothers
she
a gangster.
She beat that ass, didn't she?
Yeah, but listen, the baby came out being a gangster. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
The baby came out being a gangster to the point to where he had to go back to his homeland because she wasn't playing that. She wasn't playing that,
wow.
And this was one woman I can honestly say, the guy was no good. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I'm not gonna BS you. This was a friend of mine. I mean, he would do women dirty. He was a womanizer. But at the same point in time, she was like, listen, you're going to take care of me and this child. You're going to do this and going to do that. And he hit her with, well, how do you know the baby is mine and da 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 and everything else like that. And when it came down to the day to go for a DNA test, he blew it to the Virgin Islands.
Wow.
All right, so
that ain't
listen,
no
before
man.
We go any further,
no,
I know that's right. I know that's right. Hold up, before we go any further, I want to get into this next song. It's by Darnell Jones, Where Are You? Here on G2 Palace Radio.
I'm saying I'm sorry for leaving you, but I wanted to start my life brand new. I was going through changes and could not see that with you is where I want to be. Nothing compares to you, and I heard from the pain that I put you through. Baby, I need you desperately, 'cause I gotta be. Guarantee please say that you still got love for me, 'cause I'm missing home. I'm never gonna leave, and I say it because you're all I need. For better or worse, to the end of time, I gotta be
here.
Y'all back with your host Picasso here every Wednesday night on GQ Palace Radio. I have Mike on the line. I have the lovely Miss Rachel on the line. I also have Miss T, who is the host of Tuesday Night Sports Talk with Tina Mayer. And I have Miss Angela on the line. And tonight we are talking about if you're in a relationship with someone and you no longer want to be in a relationship with them, and you wind up wanting to separate or go apart, but you have kids that are there, and you have kids with this person, would you stick around for the sake of the kids, or would you actually just get up and leave? Now, I want to bring another young lady, a diva, to the line. Miss Kim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Hi, Kim.
Hey.
Hey, Kim.
Hey.
And Kim, the topic is, if you were in a relationship, or if you ever have been in a relationship with someone, and you didn't want to be in a relationship with them anymore, but you had a kid with them, or even if you knew someone who had a kid in the same relationship, would you stick around with them, or did they stick around, or did they get up and leave?
Well, I've been in a kind of similar relationship where I was actually pregnant, and I left when I was pregnant. So.
Oh, what is that noise?
Hold on. Before we go further, listen, if you have water running in the background, if you are flushing the toilet or anything like that, please, that does pick up on the phone, people, so please be mindful. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ms. Kim. I just heard something come in that just didn't sound right. And if you are using the toilet, put your phone on you. We don't need to hear all that. That's a little bit too much information. Go ahead, Ms. Kim.
No, I was saying that I was pregnant and I left. Didn't give birth just yet, but was pregnant and things just went completely downhill and I just left.
And while you were pregnant?
While I was pregnant.
Wow.
While I was pregnant, I left. I mean, you could easily cry and say, but you know what? To me, it was just, I was young. It just wasn't working out. you know, when you're young and you're overwhelmed and everything is right there in front of your face and people say they're going to do this and do that and then they turn out to be the complete opposite, you know?
Yeah.
I was one, I could say I was fortunate enough to leave and, you know, give birth and say, you know, daughter's healthy and everything, but would never be, you know, could never even think back. And it's been over 5 years.
Wow.
Since I've been gone.
Good
so.
For you. Good for you.
That's congratulations.
Yeah.
I would say don't. I would say don't even try it for the kids. I mean, you could if you want to, but then you're going to end up exposing your children to so much drama and so much negative energy. And
exactly.
That's not what they need in this world today. You know, they need to be positive at all times.
Right. Wow. Well, I congratulate you. I wish I had that strength, you know, while my kids were young. But unfortunately, my kids had to be, you know, I unfortunately exposed them to that. And I pray to God that, you know, when they grow up, that they are nothing like what they saw growing up. Because it was definitely horrible. So I pray to God that my kids are all right.
Well, you know what? We all praying for that. Because at the end of the day, to be honest with you, I mean, no lie, sometimes people don't realize, I don't care if your kid is 6 months old, a year, or 2 years old. They actually, that sits there in their brain. They absorb everything. So what you may not think, because they're so young that they wouldn't pay this on mind, they're not going to remember this when they grow up, subconsciously, it's something that is still there that they did see. But they realize it or not, whether you realize it or not, it's something subconsciously that will still be there. And until that day that subconscious unlocks itself to display what they may have saw or may have absorbed from that situation, it does happen and it does carry on. Like they say how certain things are family trait or hereditary, it does happen in those situations too.
Right.
Well, because you
mean,
can break the cycle at any time. You know, you don't have to, you know, keep the cycle going in your family.
Right.
You can always break that cycle and, you know, even with, you know, I know people who stayed to try and make the relationship work. And at the end of the day, now they're realizing, you know what, I should have left. You know, the kids is, you know, from the age of 11 all the way to 15, and they're seeing this. And it's affecting them. It's affecting their schoolwork. It's affecting everything about them. And I think that, you know, now she realizes, you know what, I should have left a long time ago. And I think that I can only speak for, like, some women. I can't speak for the men because, you know, I'm not a man. But from a woman's standpoint, I think the woman feels like, you know what, I can't make it by myself. I need this person, you know. And that boils down to you got to pray hard and you got to believe in yourself and know your strength and your worth at the same time, you know. And know that, you know, you can do whatever you need to do, but you have to feel it in your heart and you really have to be willing to go.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask everyone a question. That goes for Angela, Tim, Mike, T, Rachel. I want to ask you all a question. Like, for those who have actually been in the situation or known someone who has been in that situation, what was the way that they worked through these situations? Like, did they go to therapy? Did they have someone to turn to? Like, how can a person actually cope? Because most of the times it's a comfort zone that people are in. They're too comfortable knowing that, okay, I still have someone who's there. No matter how bad they treat them, no matter how twisted they treat them, they just don't want to be alone. They're more comfortable with the present situation that they had instead of saying, I'm done with this. I can get me a better situation than the one I have now. Is it a comfort zone? And also, like I said, what can be done to work through this?
That's a woman with insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
You can get over. You can get over.
I disagree because I don't think that it's insecurity. I think that for any woman that wants to get out of a situation that they're in, you know, whether it's right now or years ago, I don't think it's insecurity. I think it's a matter of having a breakthrough, having some place to go, having a support system. I think it's about that. I don't think it's insecurity. I think it's a support system. Like anybody can wake up and say, you know what, I'm leaving this man today.
Yeah.
But if you spent 10, 15 years with this man, and now all of a sudden you're going to wake up and you're going to leave, where you going? That's not insecurity. You need a support system. You need someone that you can turn to, and even like men at the same time. If they wake up one morning and they say, you know what, I'm leaving this woman, you know, I'm not happy, this, that, and the other, unless they got a secret bank account, they're going to need some place to go. So that's a support.
Well, that's true, too. But you know, in the same token, if you're waking up saying you got to go, you got to know where you're going. You got to already have this figured out because, you know, if you got to go, you got to go by any means necessary because next thing you know, it could be your worst situation.
Look how many females
have died behind an insecure man or just a crazy person, period.
Well, you know what? You can't, because you look at the lady that chopped her man thing off. What was her name?
Bobby.
Yeah, you understand? So it could go both ways.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry, but I still say it's a support system because, like you said, anybody can wake up in the morning and they can say, you know what, I'm going to leave today. But if you got kids and you got time and your kids go to school and you got all your bills and all your time and money and everything, your expenses is all put into where you live in, you need a support system. You need somebody that's going to tell you, you know what, I got you. Come here. I'll help you. I'll hold you down until you can do what you got to do.
Right.
And most women nowadays, they're not going to wake up one morning and say, you know what, I'm leaving. And then all of a sudden, they leave and now they're living in the street with no place to go.
But you know what? It's so not funny though
because it's real.
It's not, because it happens every day.
Yeah. But people don't think of it as, you know what, and not for nothing. I don't know if you know much about the shelters, but people can't just leave their house one day and say, you know what, I'm going to a shelter. So for services,
I was one of those
like
people.
I don't know anything about a shelter. Never been there. But
you
I thank God that I never had to go to one.
But you can't wake up one morning and say, you know what, hey, I'm going to a shelter. Because even when you go down to social services, they want proof of why can't you live where you are. And if you don't
have...
Right,
they want a history.
Exactly. They want everything, and that's going to take more than a day to get up in a shelter. So you still need a support system. You need some place to go. It's not that easy.
Hold on, I want to slow you down real quick. Hold on. Let me ask you this one question. Because, I mean, we see this on talk shows. You read about it in newspapers. What about the young lady who winds up getting an older guy? I see guys, like I said, a lot on TV, read about it depending on what the situation is. Let's say you have a guy who is, let's say, 18, and he's dealing with a girl, and as crazy as it may sound, she could be 15 or 16. They've been together all this time. When she hits 18, she moves out of her parents' house, and she moves in with this guy. This guy has, the advantage because he's more experienced, so to speak. And I'm not just saying, okay, what are you telling me from about age-wise? He's older than her. He may have a little bit of his stuff together. And this is all she knows. She doesn't know anything outside of this guy. Because this guy's been sitting there. He's had her. He's groomed her the way she's comfortable. She moves in. And then after she moves in, everything else like that, all hell breaks loose. And she has nowhere to go. Because now this guy has made her do all these things. And her family disowned her. So whereas now she's stuck in this relationship. And she can't just get up and leave. Because now, after so many years of being with him, this is all she's grown to know. He's taking care of her all her life. He's done everything for all her life, including whip her out. And to whereas he's like, well, listen, you're not going anywhere. I've taken your family away from you. I've taken this. I made it so that you don't know exactly how to support yourself or even have anything because everything is in his name. What happens in those situations? Because these do happen all the time.
You need prayer.
Yep, definitely.
Some deep prayer.
Prayer works all the time.
Right,
yeah.
It don't work for
it
everybody.
Definitely does.
You know
I'm
a living witness to that one. Yeah.
Now, hold on. I want to stop you real quick before we go any further because I want to get into the song by the late great Miss Whitney Houston, Heartbreak Hotel, here on DC College Radio.
Said you took your time. You didn't think.
We are back with your host, Picasso, here on GQ Palace Radio. And we have Mike on the line. We have the lovely Miss Rachel on the line. We have the lovely Miss T, who is the host on Tuesday night, Sports Talk here on GQ Palace Radio. We also have Kim on the line. And we have Miss Angela still on the line. And tonight's topic is, if you are involved with someone in a relationship and you don't want to be with them anymore, and you want to actually separate from them, off the fact that you have kids with them. And from my understanding, I have a dealer who's on the line right now. And how are you, Miss Selena? Hello, Selena?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Good evening,
very
everyone.
Good. Very good.
Hey, Selena.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, by the way, before we go any further, go Giants. I gotta sneak that in for T real quick. But
go who?
Go Giants.
Boo.
Oh yeah, and this Tuesday I will be promoting the Giants and the Jets on Sports Talk with T and the Mayor. So yes, you will hit me up on there. But Miss Selena, thank you for calling in. Thank you for being on our show. And the topic is, if you were involved in a relationship with someone and you didn't want to be with them anymore, but you wound up having a kid with them, would you stay with them for the sake of the kid? Or do you know someone who's actually gone through that?
Me personally, absolutely not. And I can speak from personal experience. I had two kids by the man that I'm actually currently about to marry, but I had two kids by him before I turned 18. By the time I was 25, I was gone. We had issues with some abuse. What me and him, never the kids. We had issues with cheating and, you know, a lot of stuff that you go through as far as, you know, being real young and all that kind of stuff, but I had no problem packing up and walking away. To me, when you stay for the reason of just having kids, I think it becomes very unhealthy for the kids, because that relationship is not going to be healthy, nor is it going to be a good example to set for, you know, your kids and showing them what a healthy relationship is about.
True.
Okay.
So, I mean, I do see people every day in those situations, and 9 times out of 10 or 9.5 times out of 10 is very unhealthy for the kids. And that should, I mean, just speaking for myself, that should be your main priority when you have kids. They should come first and foremost before anything, even your relationship with their father, mother, whoever. And it's not always the case.
Uh-huh. It's easier said than done, because, I mean, at the end of the day, you have people, and I mean, I hear grown people say this all the time. Listen, I do anything for my kids. I've been over backwards for them. I'll give them the world, even if they go broke. They'll deal with any kind of pain or misery that they got to do just to make their kids happy. And if a person sees that their kids are so upset the way, I don't want my daddy to leave, I don't want my mommy to leave, or something like that, you have people who will actually stick around for that.
But you got to understand, kids are kids. They don't really understand what happy or unhappy is. I mean, they understand mommy and daddy. That's all they understand. They don't understand that it's unhealthy because they've been in it for so long. They don't know the difference. So you have to
look at it. They're blind to the fact.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. They don't know, especially if they're so used to it. They think that's normal, which is the main reason why you should leave, is because this is what you're teaching them.
Exactly.
Right, and then they grow up to be like that.
Exactly.
Or especially if it's a female, a daughter, you know, and she get the beat down, then you're going to be ready to go out there and kill somebody, because I know I would.
Right. Like I said, I waited so long.
But that's what she's been immune to.
Right.
So it's like a chain reaction.
She's going to
normal way of being treated as a woman.
Right. Yeah. She's going to grow up to be with that person that's going to whoop her ass, because that's all she knows.
That's exactly what I fear, like I said, because I waited a long time to decide to, you know, open my eyes and say, wait a minute, this is really, really unhealthy. I mean, a long time.
Right.
A long time. So I pray to God that my kids are going to be all right every day on a daily basis.
Wow.
And if I see my daughter or son struggling through something like that, I would go and talk with them, you know, like, hey, this baby doesn't make the relationship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes
it's the love, caring, you know.
Sometimes, sometimes it takes that eye opener, that conversation with a loved one, you know.
Right.
Myself, I was afraid to even let my family know all of the things that I was going through and the feelings that I was, you know, was feeling, and you know,
okay.
And my family was right there with arms open wide, but I was in, you know, I recently learned about, which is a whole another topic, relationship addiction. I had gone through depression and a lot of things, you know, so it took me a long time, and I'm still learning. I'm still not all the way where I need to be, but you know, I'm so grateful for my family. I'm so grateful for God. I'm so grateful.
It hurts.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? That goes back to what
Kim. But you're also hurting for your child.
Right.
You know,
right.
What, is my kid going to go through repercussions behind this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or, but I can't stay because of the sake of my child.
Right. Yeah.
Because you may end up dead.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. That is definitely true, too. But like I said, at the end of the day, I mean, and Selena, hold on, before we go any further, do I have sisters all around? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Listen, if I'm not going to get you on Blog Talk, I'm going to get you on the radio. So Miss Rachel and Selena are sisters, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes, we are.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I just wanted to clarify. Let people on radio man hear that. But honestly speaking, I mean, that does sound, I mean, all this sounds crazy and crazy. This is like back in the day when you used to grow up and early on, like T said, you would have somebody who is like old school. As far as when I say old school, in the 50s and 60s, we all know, listen, you know, you got somebody pregnant, you got married, that was the ways of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
As it stands, it's not like that. Now you have kids who are having kids. And I mean,
yes.
It's whoever
12,
you can
13.
Get it from. Yeah, it's whoever you can get it from as much as you can. And at the end of the day, when someone winds up pregnant, you really don't want to be with this person. I don't care if it's male or female, because just like you have men who are abusers, you have women who are abusers. Because I've seen, I mean, there's so much nonsense that goes on. Like I said, you see it on the internet, the radio, the TV, everything else like that. When you have something like that going on, I mean, what is there to do? When you say support mechanism, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I believe in God to support us. He is my rock, my staff. He's the one who drives, you know, the Picasso Mobile wherever I go. So God is my dude, and he's my best support mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same point in time, let's say you have somebody who may be down on their faith or who doesn't really know that much about God. And like Tim said, you have certain resources to where you can go to a shelter or a place for domestic violence, and they want so much information that so many people get scared and they run off because it's like, listen, I'm just trying to get away from losing my life. I'm trying to spare the fact of my kids having to lose a parent, lose both parents. Because generally that's what happens. If the guy was up behind now, and she's, let's say God forbid she passes away, he's going to jail. Now this child has no parents.
Right.
And
that happens
to say that, it happens
too.
All the time, every day.
And not even intentionally. Sometimes it's by mistake, just in a regular, to them, routine fight, you know?
Yeah.
Right. And the funny part about it, the media does not publicize this. It goes on, it happens to the next door neighbor, the person who lives downstairs from you, the person who lives across the street. And, I mean, if you don't have a person who is, let's say, they have that faith. Let me find out this is Spiritual Sunday. Let's say you don't have a person who has that faith, right? But they want to go to somewhere where they can actually have an outlet. What can they do? Because, like, for my moms, I'm not going to lie to you. Luckily, my mother had my grandmother. And my grandmother just passed away a couple of months ago. And I mean,
sorry,
that's not, please, that is so much of a blessing because God needed her more than I did. But at the same point in time, when she was here on this earth, my mom needed the help more than anybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my grandmother came from New York down to Texas to come get my mother, my brothers and I, and brought us back up. Now, let's say, if, like I said, the scenario I gave earlier on, let's say you have somebody who doesn't have that, or this person made them, like, give up on their family, turn their back on their family and everything else like that, then what do you do?
Wow.
Let's say you have no one at all. Who can you turn to? If getting on your knees and praying, I mean, you do that every day and every night, and, I mean, you're asking God, listen, help me out. I need his help.
The Lord is a wonder-working miracle. So if that person, if all that person has left is to get on, if at first that person didn't believe in God and all they had left was to get on their knees and pray, God is going to get them out. God is going to make a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you got to realize some kids, I mean, it's only one of you.
Right.
And if your parents are gone, you know, that parent might have been the only kid. So you may have good friends, but still, you know, like you said, prayer, it's got to work.
Mm.
No, but you have so many people in this world. Like, you gotta think of it this way, though. I mean, we're all prayer warriors, I'm pretty sure. We all believe
right.
in God. We all do what we have to do. But at the same time, God puts people in your path
for different reasons.
So, exactly. So mm-hmm. you might have somebody right there in your face that's there for you, and God put that person there for you. And mm-hmm. you just have to be open-minded. And I think that a lot of people don't accept the help when people mm-hmm. are trying to offer it to them because they're ashamed. They're embarrassed.
Oh, I was that person.
Yeah.
There.
Okay, hold on, y'all. Wait, I'm going to slow you down. I don't mean to cut anybody off, but I have someone who's on the line. I have James on the line. James, you are here on GT Palace Radio with the host, Picasso. How are you doing? Can a comment about tonight's topic? If you were in a relationship with somebody and you didn't want to be with them anymore, but then you wind up having a kid with them, would you stick around with them for the fact that you have these kids, that you have a kid or kids?
Yeah, I don't think that it's necessary to stick around. I think that if you make a bad decision, you know, by being with someone that you're not supposed to be, you're not really meant to be with, you know, based upon maybe some adolescent, you know, issues that you may have had or lust, you know, then I definitely don't think you should be with somebody. You could cause so much damage, you know, to the children by them being in the household.
True.
That's, you know, just feuding and whatnot, unhappiness, bitter. And you could be a great parent from a distance. I know that because I'm a good parent from a distance, or I try
I
to be.
That.
You know, and I don't feel that you have to. I think that's like an old school mentality where you have to marry someone because I think you should be
right.
responsible, though.
Right.
You definitely should be responsible for your actions and take care of your children.
Mm-hmm.
By any means necessary.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great response.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Well, this is a great topic. You know, it's a topic that's real. A lot of people are going
exactly.
through
exactly.
Yeah.
The same
and whoever's
issues,
not
you know.
Going through it is definitely affected in their, you know, everyday life by somebody who's affected by it.
Sure.
Or you may go through it.
Right. Or you've been through it, so you can talk to other people about it.
Right.
Right. I agree. Yeah, I commend you all for bringing subjects like this up and, you know, bringing it to the attention of the public and to the people, you know, so that we can be more responsible. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, yeah, I think that's wonderful. So I really commend you all for doing that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go, but it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate it. I'm going to keep on listening.
Do that.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We here. We rock 5 days a week, brother.
All right. Take it easy.
Good night.
Picasso?
Uh-oh, we lost Picasso?
I guess we lost
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I have a question.
We can now.
Yeah, we can hear you now because I don't think James heard you because you about to say your name.
Hold on. I got another caller on the line. Caller, are you there? No? Okay. Someone had a question real quick.
Yes, I have a question. My parents coped with their argument with talking to us, you know, after an argument, explaining to us, you know, Mommy and Dad is not mad at you. We're just going through whatever. I wanted to know whether anybody else on the phone after an argument or if you was in a situation ever spoke to your kids to kind of explain to them anything.
Well, you know what? Can I just take this real quick, everybody? I'm going to be honest with you. I've done that. I mean, I've done that with my nephews, my niece, godchildren, everything else. Even, I mean, I've tried to even explain that to other people's kids. Like, listen, your parents are just going through something right now. And it's hard for a kid to grasp that. I don't care
right.
what you tell them.
Right.
I don't care
yeah.
how you break it down
yeah.
to them. You can say, listen, well, even if you're the parent yourself trying to explain to the kid, you can say, well, listen, you know, me and mommy or me and daddy, we're going through something right now, and behind that, you know, we love each other. It's hard for a kid to understand that you love them, and you're saying, well, I love you, you know, we love each other, we both love you, and you're going through fighting and arguments, whereas they're believing that love is fighting and arguments.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
They're yeah. believing that. They're seeing
right.
this on a constant basis. They're like, well, listen, if I'm going to love this man or I'm going to love this woman that I'm with, I got to be fight and argue like how my parents did. And necessarily,
mm-hmm.
that's not
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's mm-hmm. not love. That's either you love to hate a person or there's no more love there left.
Right.
So that's why you try and break that cycle. That's why if you know someone or... you know, you can relate to the situation. If you have someone in your house and you're going through something like that, you have to break that cycle because your kids are going to see and they're going to think that it's acceptable. That's why after the relationship is over and people go their separate ways, someone has to be the mature adult to sit that child down and say, you know what, I'm sorry for what you saw, but this right here isn't love. This is something
right.
that you shouldn't tolerate in your relationship.
Right.
You know, someone has
right.
to put... they have to do it the right way. They can't do
mm-hmm.
it and talk junk about the other person. You know,
right.
they have to do it to the aspect where, you know what, you shouldn't have saw that. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, daddy's sorry. However you want to word it, but you can't make the other person out to be the bad person. You just
right.
have to.
That's true.
You know what?
And
mm-hmm.
on that same note, you can't, just because you walked away from the situation and your kid is no longer in that situation, you can't just assume, all right, we're not in that anymore, everything's cool. That kid has seen, for however long they've seen whatever they went through, they're going to carry
that
for the rest of their life. It's
yeah.
not going to be any, okay, it's over, now we're going on with our normal life, like you
it's
might think.
It's
just like
wait,
starting all over at the beginning.
Hold on 1 second. Also, somebody said when you say sorry, sometimes saying sorry doesn't actually wash away the incident in the
mm-hmm.
child's head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen,
right.
before we go any further, I'm going to get into the song real quick. This is... wow, okay, we have a very little bit of time. And this is a good topic, very good topic. We're going to get into, let's see. Oh, matter of fact, then we're going to go out with Etta. But before we even go out with Etta, I got Mike. Find Me a Girl by the Jackson 5 here on GQ Palace Radio.
I got the
I'm gonna be good to her. And when I find her,
what you gonna do?
She'll be my loving baby. And when I find her,
what you gonna do?
I'm gonna be good, good loving.
Y'all are back here every Wednesday night with your boy Picasso here on GQ Palace Radio for Love Fantasy. Don't forget, this Friday we have Rich Money. He will be on GQ Palace. Sundays we have Spiritual Sunday. We have Mondays with Dallas. We have Tuesdays Sports Talk. Go Giants, by the way.
No, baby. Straighten it up. Go Cowboys.
Yes,
Cowboys just scored
Cowboys.
A touchdown.
Who's winning?
Oh, listen. Wait. Let me get this established real quick. We're not going no Cowboys in New York. I don't care if that is my hometown. We are not going for no Cowboys in New York. Like I said, we got T from T and the Mayor, who hosts Sports Talk on Tuesday night. And that was the Jackson's Five. The Jackson's Five will find me a girl. And I'm not even going to lie, between me and you, that was a little bit before my time, so that was something new I heard. But, we're not going to lie, we're talking about if you were in a relationship and you didn't want to be with a person anymore, and you decided that you wanted to leave that person, but you have kids, would you stick around and stay? I have Angela on the line, I have Mike on the line, I have Kim on the line, I have Rachel on the line, and I have Selena on the line. And, I mean, we've been getting heated for the past 2 hours with this topic, and we've been having a lot of good people.
And everything else like that. And before we go any further, I wanted to go around the room because our time is very limited. So I'm going to start off. Well, first I'm going to ask. I'm going to start off at the top. All right. Since, you know,
the brother's not over there, he's been quiet. Mike, I got a question to ask you. What kind of advice would you give to a person in this situation?
My advice would be get out of it. That's my advice. Get out of it. It's not worth staying. It's not worth for to put the kids through that type of situation. You know, that's the worst thing for a child to see, is their parents not getting along. Understand?
Right.
There's no way that would possibly work at all. You could try, you know, but it's always going to be that one person, him or her, where that argument is going to start up again. And like somebody said, then it's going to start up with the mental abuse, mentality abuse, and then it's gonna turn physical.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike, thank you for that. Real quick, I'm gonna cut you short, but I have a very limited amount of time. Miss Rachel, what would you tell someone in this particular situation? What advice? What good advice can you give to them?
I agree with Mike. Get out of that situation. And in my experience, I would also say to those out there, get some counseling. It's well needed, and it's a big help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ms. Kim, in this particular situation, what advice would you give somebody?
I would have to say, you know what, just pray on it. You know, pray on it, pray on it, pray on it, and love yourself. Know your worth. Have faith. And God will handle everything.
Okay. Miss Selena, AT&T, I'm saving you for last because I got a little comment for you with the Cowboys. Miss Selena, what kind of good advice can, first off, Miss Angela, I'm sorry, I'm going to get to Angela first. Angela, what advice can you give to someone in that situation that can help?
I agree with everyone else to get out of the situation. You guys can be happy not being together and giving your kids a healthy relationship, a happy relationship if y'all are distant. And kids deserve that. They deserve not to see that and not to go through it.
Wow, okay. That's probably good advice. Now, Miss Selena, because now I got the Doubleman sisters on the line. Miss Selena, what good advice can you give somebody in that particular situation?
What everybody else just said, just get out, get out, get out. You can co-parent together, you know, and do it well and effectively much better than you can have an unhealthy relationship at home. And definitely seek some counseling. And if needed, just make sure the kid doesn't need counseling also, or children, however many it may be. It's never productive to stay in that situation for the kids. And the kids don't have a choice. You have choices. The kids really don't have choices.
Right. And last but certainly not least, go Giants and Jets. And once again,
I'm with you on that one. Go Giants, 100%.
Go Giants. Go Giants.
Nothing but Giants in this household.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you. My first team. Let me ask you that question.
I think Miss Rachel is with me. Go Cowboys, right, Rachel?
Cowboys all the way. Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys.
Oh, please.
Listen, we saving that for sports talk. We ain't going to do that right now.
I say seek God and what everybody else was saying. You know, think about your kids' well being, you know, what they're gonna come up. You know, is this gonna affect them the rest of their life, or are you gonna make it? Because like you said, so many killings each day happen behind, you know, abuse, domestic abuses. So, you know, seek God and keep praying about it. And if what everybody else says, seek counseling. But don't stay for the benefit of the kid.
Okay, well, listen, y'all, because this is about all the time that we have. I want to thank Mike. I want to thank Angela. I want to thank Selena and Rachel. I want to thank T, and I want to thank everybody else who called in. Also, Miss Kim, I want to thank you, too. I'm sorry, Kim, did I even get to? No, I didn't even get to Kim. Kim, go ahead, girlfriend. What good advice can you give to somebody in that situation?
I spoke already. You went to me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You listened. I've been like three things at one time. I'm so sorry about that.
No, you did.
I have a little advice for everybody. If you are in that situation and you are going through that, and you can hear this discussion that we had tonight or anywhere in the archives later on, please, by all means, if you can't turn to either a clergyman or your pastor or something like that, call 311, get some help. Or go to counseling, try to sit there, take it to the Lord in prayer, but try to get some counseling. Try to do something to actually get the situation resolved, not only for yourself, your partner, and for your kids, because that is so much needed. And this is your host, Picasso. Every Wednesday night, check me out. This Friday is Rich Money. Please tune in to GQ Palace. Once again, I want to thank everyone who called in. Also, tune in for Spiritual Sundays. That comes Sundays on GQ Palace. On Monday, we have Dallas. And on Tuesdays, we have The Mayor with Miss Lady T. And we will be signing off tonight from GQ Palace. I want to thank everyone for actually coming in and actually giving their thoughts and letting us know exactly what to do in these sticky situations. We're going to leave out now with Miss Etta James. And this would be Find Me a Girl. And you have tuned in to GQ Palace.
Walk away from me.